Malcolm Turnbull's whirlwind stop in Japan ended with promises to maintain a close bilateral relationship and to explore future possibilities to cooperate. In an effort to cement defence ties, Australian and Japanese fighter jets will take part in joint war games later this year. And both leaders said they were close to concluding what they call a visiting forces agreement, the first such arrangement Japan will have with a country other than the United States. Prime Minister Turnbull has welcomed the strengthening of ties.
It's good to see the product of cooperation between the Self-Defence Force and the Australian Defence Force, and also to look forward to further cooperation and, of course, the joint exercises with our respective air forces very shortly.
He later attended a special session of Japan's National Security Council and was a guest at a dinner held at Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's residence. The Asia-Pacific nations share common fears over the rise of China and North Korea's nuclear ambitions. North Korea launched two ballistic missiles over Japan last year. Mr. Turnbull says deepening bonds with Japan are vital given the situation.
We've discussed at considerable length the threat posed by the reckless rogue regime in North Korea. And we discussed the importance of ensuring that the economic sanctions are enforced rigorously so that this regime is brought to its senses and stops threatening in the manner that it does the peace and the stability of our region.
Prime Minister Abe agrees now is not the time to mince words.
North Korea continues its nuclear and missile program and has become an unprecedented and imminent threat to us. I held a frank exchange of opinions with Malcolm following the result of the Vancouver meeting and agreed that we need to maximize pressure using every measure to get North Korea to change their policy.
Australia and Japan have also been staunch defenders of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. It was dealt a blow by the election of Donald Trump to the US presidency, with Mr. Trump withdrawing the US from the pact. The remaining 11 countries were set to sign the deal in November 2017, until the shock withdrawal of Canada. Despite the setbacks, Prime Minister Abe says both he and Mr. Turnbull are ready to sign an Asia-Pacific trade deal by March, with whoever wants to be in it.
We have agreed to closely cooperate between Japan and Australia and play a leading role in the region, aiming to sign and issue the Trans-Pacific Partnership as soon as possible.
Negotiators will meet in Tokyo next week in hopes of moving forward on an agreement. The Australian leader says the need for such a pact has never been greater.
Both Prime Minister Abe and I see the agreement as being about much more than market access, notwithstanding its considerable importance for those gains. The TPP is a down payment on the sustainability of free and open markets at a time when they are under pressure from the combined forces of populism, protectionism, and geoeconomics.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.